We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have Nate Burleson and Melanie Few. Welcome.
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing? Appreciate you having us.
We got to lift Melanie's chair. Can we lift Melanie's chair, please?
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you know? Because the mic is all in front of the face.
I ain't never used it. Hold on.
A little bit higher.
There we go.
Nate, how you got time to be here?
Man, I'm working, but I got a few breaks, and y'all told me to pull up. I'm pulling up, man.
Okay.
Well, you don't really care about them bum-ass Cowboys playing tonight anyway, so that's fine.
That's how you start, and you coming with that energy?
Don't listen to him.
The Cowboys is balling this year.
Exactly.
You want to talk about the New York teams?
Nope.
Okay,
exactly.
All right then.
I'm good. My Giants is good. We good. We all right.
Y'all good? And shout out to DeVito, though. Hey.
What time do y'all do CBS this morning?
I wake up at 4 a.m. We live at 7, done at 9. And then after that, if I have a shoot in the city, I'm going to stick around, get that done, or travel out somewhere. But listen, man, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm not tripping about working too much.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Best blessed, black, and highly favored. That's what I like to say.
That's it. Yeah, no doubt.
Now, y'all here to talk about the best of Super Bowl soulful celebration. What is that exactly?
Am I okay? So the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration was originally the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. Mm-hmm. And so it is a wonderful, uplifting event that puts a light on players as well as talent, whether it be gospel or R&B and soul. And just to give you a little bit of history, I went to Super Bowl, but I'm aging myself a bit, but back in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out why there was no gospel event during Super Bowl. So I wrote the NFL, and I wrote them and got 7 years of rejection letters. Mm-hmm. And that's why I know that biblically the number 8 is about new beginnings.
Right.
And that's why I know it matters, because on the 8th year they said, well, this lady is crazy, and she's going to keep writing us, so we will sanction you. I didn't know what a sanction was. I didn't know the importance of it. And I said, well, what is a sanction? I was hoping they were going to say meet them at the bank somewhere. And then, you know. But they said, we will give you the rights to use our intellectual property to do this event. And so we have been doing it now. We're coming up on our 25th year. But we wanted to take a moment and look back on the 24 years. Beautiful testimonies from players like Russell Wilson and Deion Sanders and some of the most amazing talent from Patti LaBelle to Gladys Knight to Yolanda Adams
Fantasia.
And more. And Fantasia.
Yeah.
And so when we were trying to decide, okay, how do we really look back over these 24 years and make it a beautiful experience, we immediately thought about Nate to be the person to show our journey.
Why?
You know, because
what's the connection with Nate and gospel culture?
Number one, we knew that Nate was just an exceptional person. We had done our research on what players, and he's to me, his life is a testimony. Because a lot of times people feel like players are only good for being on the field. He has shown that he has taken his career in the NFL and shot to the heights of media.
Absolutely.
To me, that is a testimony. And then, not to mention, he's fly. The only problem I told Nate we're having with him is all these church women are emailing us, and we having to remind them that he's married. I'm like, I'm working for you now, Nate.
Let the church say amen. Shout out to my wife.
So now, where is the Soulful Celebration?
It's going to be in Las Vegas. It's wherever Super Bowl is. And so we are usually the Wednesday or the Thursday night before Super Bowl. And it's just, like I said, it's an amazing journey. We do a Faith in Action segment where we've honored everybody from Russell Wilson to Cam Newton to Deion Sanders and others. And we've had everybody. God has really been good to us. We've had Tom Brady on the show. We've had Dak Prescott. We have had a lot
pray
of
them. Pray for him, please.
Pray for who?
Dak Prescott.
Okay, I am.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Oh, okay.
Keep him protected.
Please.
We will keep him protected. Please. And so we've had all these amazing players. And really what it is, it weaves out. It tells a story. So we take player testimonies and they talk about their faith and what drives them on the field. And then we blend that with these beautiful performances by people like Yolanda Adams, Fantasia, Gladys Knight.
Donnie McClurkin.
Kirk Franklin.
Snoop Dogg.
With his gospel album and all that. So it's been
that Burning Bush.
The Burning Bush.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I want you to talk about this process, Melanie, because you are the founder and executive producer. But how were you able to take this idea and then have the wherewithal to say, I want to partner with a big enterprise like the NFL. How did that happen?
I was that little girl when my parents would tell me no. I never understood that they really meant it for real. So I used to have to get a spanking. And so to give you guys an honest opinion, when I went to Super Bowl, I'm going to tell you, that was my before Christ days back. And we had partied all weekend. So we were all
Before Christ days.
We had partied all weekend and we were looking for Jesus by Sunday. We were like, Lord, where's the gospel music? Come on, somebody.
I've been church smelling like last night.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, real bad. And so that's when the Lord gave me the idea to write the NFL. And so to make a long story short, I'll actually tell you guys how it started. After writing them, for some reason, I couldn't let the concept go. Writing the NFLPA all these years, I just kept getting no's. Finally, and this is the truth, bless his heart, he's deceased now, but Gene Upshaw was alive at the time.
Yeah, Gene Upshaw.
And Gene, one of my friends worked there, he didn't realize she was my friend. He was like, y'all, this lady is crazy. She's been emailing us for 7 years. We're calling. And he was like, I know how to, but I figured out how we're going to get rid of her. And so they said, how? He said, I'm going to tell her we'll do it. And I, you know, get the NFL to sanction her if she can get Gladys Knight, because that was like his favorite singer. So he thought that was going to be the final nail
that
on the head.
That was too tall.
That's what he thought.
But he didn't know your guy.
Baby.
Won't he do it?
So Gladys is from Atlanta, and she went to high school with my aunt. So when I called him, I said, I got Gladys, what's next? What's up? He was like, you're telling a lie. I was like, no, I'm not. And so interestingly enough, that first year, 1999 in Miami, he said, we're going to do, I said, you want to do advanced ticket sales? Because a lot of the monies go to charity, different charities. And so I said, you want to do advanced ticket sales? Because, you know, church people really do come out and support faith-based consumers. And he was like, and we're just going to do a walk-up. And so he prepared food. It was a brunch back then for 300 people, and 4,000 people showed up.
Oh, wow.
So everybody had to be let in for free. And after that, they knew, okay, this is really culturally relevant for, you know, this consumer base. And so that's what happened.
Wow. So what did y'all do with 4,000 people with only 300 plates of food?
Well, they just let the ones
turn
who got
water
their
water
in
the wine.
Split the loaf of bread. They let everybody in free. Mm-hmm. And it was on the beach that year. Mm-hmm. So that's how, you know, we were limited in numbers and seating.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the Soulful Celebration gets as much as exposure as it should?
I don't. And I probably because I'm really passionate about whenever something is your baby, mm-hmm. you think you could do more. But I'm grateful that we have experienced so many wonderful milestones over the years. Mm-hmm. We started out, we were broadcast on like the Gospel Music Channel, and then we went on to be on BET for 8 years. And I'm excited because for the first time in our history and the first time in Super Bowl's history, we will be on the network that's carrying the game.
Oh, really?
We will be first time in the history of Black-owned event. Yep. We'll be on CBS the night before, in prime time, the night before the game. And so I'm telling you, I give all the praise and honor because, and I also, I'm so grateful that God put the team of people who have supported this vision all these years, because if it were up to me, it would have ended a long time ago. I couldn't carry this journey to the place it had to
And
go
Melanie,
to.
It also helps that players are more vocal about their faith nowadays.
Yes.
You know, people don't realize, I know it's a violent sport and you got helmets knocking together and there's a lot of male bravado involved, but you sit in that locker room, guys are praying. Mm-hmm. When they run out in the field, they run to the end zone, drop it on a knee, and then after the game, they get together and pray together after the battle. So, you know, guys are now creating that parallel between their careers and their walk. So it's a beautiful thing. And to have Melanie in this platform that she has built for guys to say, yes, I am a man of football, but first I'm a man of faith.
Absolutely.
And this cross-section that she has created is awesome.
Is that one of your intentions, Nate, to like try to show that players in a different light, let people know that, yo, these are God-fearing individuals?
Yeah, we all work in media, and we know that sometimes the stories that create the most engagement aren't the ones that are the most flattering. So in order to combat that in the way that I can is to show the beautiful things that these guys are doing. And I think there's a lot of players that either are men of faith that sing it, like the NFL Players Choir, or men that lead in their own ways in their communities. And this is a spotlight for that.
I want to ask, you know, back in the day, you wouldn't see as many players praying. Was it something that the league was against? Because you never seen it. I just remember growing up as a kid watching the Giants, whether it was, you know, Lawrence Taylor and them back there. You never seen them praying, or maybe the TV just didn't show them.
I think it was more TV wasn't showing them. You know, If a camera is panning to guys on the sideline before a game, I think they'd rather show a guy shedding a dramatic tear than someone on the knee mumbling their prayer. I do feel like the league has done a better job of showing that there are men of faith in the NFL. And there's also non-believers, too. But the spotlight that we have to create is on us. It's not on the league. You know, we can't expect the league to highlight our walk if we're shy about it.
Right.
And I think nowadays, guys aren't shy about what they do off the field.
And who's performing this year? Who do we have on the lineup? Do we know yet?
We haven't announced it yet. And that announcement's coming from CBS.
Okay.
But it's going to be really bigger and better than it's ever been. I will tell you, I was so glad that Nate mentioned the NFL Players Choir because I don't know if you guys know this, there is a choir of former and current players that can sing their faces off. And it's been a blessing to take the helmet off and show that there are guys that really have all this amazing talent. We have a classically trained pianist in the group, as well as others. And they actually made the semifinals of America's Got Talent. And so the shock value of players that can actually sing is really capturing.
Nate, were you a singer?
Nah, I'm not a singer. I'm a poet. I'm a rapper. You know what I mean? I got bars like that, but I can't sing. That God can't bless me with everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'm joking.
God know your heart. You know, he gave you that sense of humor. Now, you dropped a line of watches this year too, right, Nate?
Yeah, I did something with Shinola. It was a collaboration brand. You know, it's a Detroit brand. I play ball in Detroit, so I'm like an adopted son. Do a little bit of that. Also have a clothing line. I got a suit line. I got to get y'all on some suits. I know y'all be fucked. I need is your sizes.
Okay.
I'm going to hook you up. And my suit's got the jogger bottom, so you can rock it with the kicks.
Say no more.
I'm saying I know y'all got
loving
sneakers.
It.
Absolutely.
Now, Melanie, do you ever worry about being compared to, like, other gospel shows? like the Stella Awards, things like that? And what separates, you know, y'all from everybody
no,
else?
Because it's room for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I don't, because what's different about this show is we really put a focus on NFL players and their stories and their testimonies. Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes us stand out. And we don't have just gospel artists. Like I said, we've had everybody from Anita Baker, Aretha Franklin when she mm-hmm. was alive. So we focus on...
Is it Dougie Fresh too?
We've had Dougie Fresh, who was amazing. No, speaking of rapping, I think we need to hear some bars from Nate before
Whoa.
We leave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask him.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, all right.
Is this a rap or a poem?
No, it's more of a poem. First of all, I didn't know you were about to do that, so this isn't planned.
We're talking
gospel, so I got to remove a whole catalog out of what
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah, yeah,
no, because I'm a hip-hop man,
stuff.
Too.
None of that secular stuff.
I got something that's fitting. There's an artist, his name is Andrew, that we've collaborated on something. So I've been working on something. It's not fully baked out, but I'll see if I can get it out. All right. This is the essence to recognize his presence of the inception of every single blessing. Blessed is the understatement. I know I'm highly favored. Now look to the right. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Now to the left. Go ahead. Repeat that line.
God is good all the time.
Raised on the biblical, but led by the spiritual. Y'all so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, Babylon, until you're in Babylon. I use my words like birds to fly through each and every storm. The Bible says Nathaniel means God's gift. I can fish for myself, but even these rods miss. A little something.
Okay. And more yes.
Now you want to know why we chased him down.
Absolutely. and I'm sure that led to CBS airing it, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Helping out a little bit.
You had to go in there and shake the table a little bit?
Nah, I know Gail King. Oh, yeah. No. Gail King, she shake the table up around there.
Okay, so Gail made it happen? Or?
No. Melanie actually made that happen. Right. I think I was just an added benefit that I work for CBS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was added benefit because of who he is.
CBS has the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year?
Dallas Cowboys and who?
It won't be your Giants. I'm going to just tell
you that.
It won't
be the Cowboys.
That's a fact.
What about
the
Falcons?
The Cowboys are playing where, if I'm looking at the NFC, mm-hmm. I think the Cowboys have a shot. Of course, the Eagles are balling. Mm-hmm. And then the 49ers. Those are my three teams. Now, out of the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs are still the top dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But look out for the Miami Dolphins, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Down in Miami, Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill, they are cooking up something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers should play this season if the doctors give him the green light?
As a player who's been injured, I say no. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't care what I think or other people think. I don't think he's coming back because he's getting paid a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's coming back because he thinks the Jets can make the playoffs. I think he's coming back for majority of his career. He has done what people said he couldn't do.
Mm.
Maybe that's ego. Mm. Maybe that's bravado. Maybe that's the mindset of one of the greats. They all have it.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have this switch in their head where they think, even though you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it to prove you wrong. I bet you that's a part of it. I'm not speaking for him, but as an athlete on the outside looking in, that's what he's doing. For him to have this surgery, which is typically a 9 to 12 month injury,
wow.
and he's back in a couple of months, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Have things changed that much in regards to how people treat ACLs?
It's an Achilles.
And typically,
the normal surgery, he would have been out. The whole season would have been done. But he had some type of new procedure that allows his body to heal differently.
Wow.
But I'll tell you this, though. I think there's something that's sick and twisted about athletes. When Adrian Peterson tore his ACL, he came back in like 5-6 months. Mm-hmm. And we praised him. Man, this dude's an alien. And we love that. Like, mm-hmm. I tore my ACL. I was trying to get back. And I wanted people to whisper and say, man, he came back so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. He still got the juice. He can run, jump, and do all the things he used to do. I think there's a part of athletes that want to defy the odds. I think Aaron Rodgers wants people to whisper, yo, look at him. That dude ain't from this earth.
Mm-hmm.
The way he came back from that Achilles, because there's so many things he can hold on to this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to break any records. He's not going to catch Tom Brady when it comes to Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But he can put this on his discount double belt and say, I came back from Achilles faster than any other athlete in history.
Wow.
I think that's why he's playing.
Wow.
Now, I wanted to ask with NFL, right?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of players get hurt trying not to hurt other players.
Yeah, no doubt.
I see that happen. So what do you think about the NFL when it comes to, people say they soften it up, even with the quarterback. And I feel like even what they play with the quarterback, like the quarterback fake slide and they keep running, but the players don't want to hit him.
No
and
doubt.
It kind of messes up the game. So what are your thoughts on the NFL loosening up some of those?
Yeah, you know your stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though I seen you in a football jersey, you didn't really fill it out. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
I never played football. I played basketball. My son plays football. My son plays.
I'm out in Jersey.
His son fills out the jersey.
Yeah.
That's why he's the man of the house.
Damn.
Watch your mouth
Shots
over there.
Fired.
Watch your mouth.
No, but you know what? That's a really good question, because the rules have changed so much to protect the players that as a wide receiver, I'm running across the middle. I know that you can't hit me because I'm a defenseless player. So if I go up for the ball and it's not there yet and you take me out, a flag is up. Now, as a defender, the whole mindset is different. Your gaze of the play is that I am going to try to hit him to knock this ball out, but I can't get there before him. So I have to let him catch it and then react. And if you're aiming right here, but all of a sudden I get scared and duck down, now your helmet's hitting my helmet. Whose fault is it? What it looks like, it's yours.
Right.
So helmet to helmet, that defender was wrong. But in reality, I cowered a little bit, and I changed my target. So that accidentally led to a flag and maybe a penalty and then also a fine. Now you have defenders that have to think about all that in a split second. Mm-hmm. And most of them are like, you know what? I'm not going to try to knock this dude out or knock the ball out, because if I do, I can get fined. I can get kicked out of the game. And that sometimes leads to him being injured. As an offensive player, I feel bad for defenders now, because I can run free and do whatever I want. Now they're second guessing what makes them good, which is the impact.
And even with the quarterbacks, like I've seen quarterbacks fake slide, right?
Oh, yeah. Daniel Jones did that, I think. He did a fake slide and kept running.
That's a problem, because, you know, you fake slide, basically you're saying, don't hit me, I'm giving myself up.
Which defenders have to,
So now you fake slide. I'm about to give up.
Yeah.
But you keep running.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's a little trickeration right there. I think they'll address that this offseason, you know, because you can't, as a quarterback, look at a defender and act as if you're going to fake slide, and then everybody lets up on the play as if it's...
It's like flopping in the NBA.
No doubt. It's like flopping in the NBA. But I think these things will be addressed. As much as I want guys to be protected, because I'm all for guys getting as much money as they can from the league and then walking away healthy, I do feel like that old school grittiness, that makes the game fun to watch.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. You also, Nate, you recently talked about your bout with depression.
Yeah.
Do you think NFL and teams do enough to help players who may be dealing with, you know, depression and other mental health issues?
I think they're doing a better job because players have spoke up. Players have battled with mental health issues, not just in the off season, but as they retire. Mm-hmm. And shout out to yesteryear, the older generation. They played in an era where it was taboo for guys to talk about things like this. And some of them are no longer with us. And as young pups in the league, we paid attention to all of those who came before us. We heard the stories. We heard about guys like Junior Seau, who were well-respected Hall of Famers, ended up taking his life. So for us now in a league, in a society that welcomes that, embraces that, says, all right, come here. We'll give you a warm hug of mental health conversation.
Yeah.
The NFL has embraced it. Some teams even have a therapist on staff that they have an open door to walk into on a weekly, daily basis if they need to. You can always do a better job, not just the NFL, but in our workplace in general. But what I do know, and I'm super proud of guys in the league for, is that they're not afraid to talk about it. People think that a locker room was full of grade A-holes, and we don't talk about mental health. We're not inclusive. That's not the case. I've been in a few different locker rooms over the course of my career, and we were embracing of everything, whether it was your sexual identity, sexual preference, your religion, your race, your culture, even your bouts with mental health. And as long as I'm on TV and have a platform, I'm going to continue to talk about it. Not just for the players, but also for my kids.
Right.
I got a 19-year-old, shout out to little Nate, a 17-year-old, Nehemiah, and my daughter's 13. I want them to be able to come to me, shed a tear, I'll cry with them, and then we can get over it together. So I got to walk the walk if I want to talk the talk.
Do your kids play football?
Yeah, my two oldest play football. I got my older son plays wide receiver at University of Nevada. scholarship athlete. And then my 17-year-old just finished his season at Ramapo. They lost in the championship game. My daughter plays volleyball, but my boys do play football.
Did you want them to? Because a lot of parents that play, a lot of professional players don't want their kids to play football.
I wanted them to, but I didn't push them to. And I wasn't afraid of the injuries because I knew if they played sports, whether it was football, basketball, track, or whatever, it's inevitable. There is a 100% injury rate in sports. It's an inevitability that you will get banged up. The severity of it depends on the type of sport you're playing. Mm-hmm. Now, my boys have had significant injuries. I remember my oldest when he was a sophomore, I get a call and they're like, you got to come to practice now. It was his little brother who was playing on the younger team. This is high school. And I already knew. My stomach dropped. We get there and the trainer walks up to us with a soft voice and says he hurt his arm. He got rolled up on. It was accidental. And then they bring him over. He has tears in his eyes, but he's not crying. And I'm like, so tell me about it. They're like, well, I think he broke his arm. I'm like, how bad is it? And they wouldn't really say. And I know what that means. That means it's way worse than they're letting it off. So we get in the car, and as soon as we start hitting those bumps on the way to the hospital, my son is crying, bawling his eyes out. Everybody in the car is crying. I'll never forget this conversation, because as he is crying, he says, I never want to play this sport again. I'm done. Why is this always me? He had a few injuries before that. And he's like, F this sport. And I repeated him. I said, F this sport. F football. You don't ever have to play football. I said, this is about you. When you heal up, we can walk away from the sport forever. And that stuck with me because I thought my son would never pick up a football again. Had his surgery, plates and screws, healed up, rehabbed. 6 months later, he was back on that field, finished the season. So...
And it was his decision.
It was his decision, right.
So I leave it up to my kids. I feel like there's more benefits than there are negatives. One, whether it's injuries, not playing, getting benched, you're going to have to deal with stuff in life. It parallels everything we go through. Football is also this microcosm of what society is. A lot of people can't coexist with their coworkers. In football, you got 50-something dudes on the roster, all from different walks of life. The common goal is to win. If you can do that, by the time you get to college and walk into the American workforce, you'll be good. You'll make life more about others than it is about you. That's why I love football.
Dope. Wow. All right.
Good analogy.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us. Tell them where they can see the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration. And it's sad because I go to the Super Bowl most of the time every year.
Why haven't you been?
Been sinning?
Honestly, I didn't know about it.
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
And also, it's usually because if it's on a Wednesday, people get there Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
You know what
it
I mean?
Used to be on Thursday, but we do Wednesday, so we have extra time to edit and make it right. And now that we're on CBS, we need the extra time to. It's got to be up to their standards.
Right. That's right.
Period.
Yeah, no doubt.
Period. You know.
And tickets go on sale on the 1st, right?
They go on sale on the 1st.
December 1st.
So if you all happen to be in town, please come. Yeah.
Pull up on us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate y'all having us.
Nate Burleson.
And the home tickets go on sale December 1st. You can go to Ticketmaster and get your tickets for
today.
The best of Super Bowl Soulful Celebration.
That's today.
That's today?
Today.
That's today? December today. Already?
This is tomorrow. So this
That's
is today.
That's right. It is tomorrow.
It is today.
Yes, it's today. Right now. Tickets are on sale
now. We got the watches, too.
For the best of Super Bowl.
There
you
we
bought
go.
Us watches?
There we go.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you. Got the watches.
Yeah, you know, a little something. Everyday watch you can wear.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Shout out to Shinola.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thank you, bro.
Wake that ass up early in the morning. The Breakfast Club.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.